Brett, tell us about yourself. Why are you running?
My name is Brett Hulsey. I'm running for the state legislature, District 77, because I want to create a better Wisconsin, better Madison, Shorewood Hills, Middleton, and Dane County. I've lived here, raised my family here, and I think it's important that we all take action to create better schools. Mm-hmm. I've been a PTO president. I want to create jobs to help us grow out of this economy recession, and cleaner lakes and cleaner energy. So. Mm-hmm.
So why are you qualified to serve in the state assembly? What makes you stand out?
Of the candidates, I'm actually the proven progressive. I've been on the county board 12 years. I authored the resolution against the war. I have actually helped balance the county budget as chair of the Personal Finance Committee for 4 years, $492 million budget. I also run a small business, award-winning environmental energy consulting business, Better Environmental Solutions. You can go to betterenviro.com and see it. We work with businesses to save lives, reduce pollution, and save money and create jobs.
So you have experience then dealing with all the things that businesses have to deal with, both to generate money and pay taxes and all these other things.
And create green jobs.
Right.
I'm also the only teacher in the race. I teach at MATC. I'm a lecturer there. I'm a guest lecturer at UW. I've lectured at Madison and Middleton Public Schools. And I've been in environmental education 32 years. I taught in math and science in the classroom. And I have a master's in science education. So I'm the candidate that has the most hands-on education, betterment experience.
Okay, Brett, what is the state's role in K-12? What should it be?
The state's role is key. The schools that we have in Madison, Middleton, Shorewood Hills are excellent schools. We have great schools, but we need to make them better. The state promised to pay two-thirds of the funding for our students. They have not kept that promise. And I, if elected, will work to try to keep that promise, obviously given the budget challenges we have.
Mm-hmm. So what about issues like local control, teacher licensing? The whole education reform movement is discussing changes in these things, whether there should be state standards that are mandatory or recommended, or teacher licensing. Should the state just be a money conduit, or should it be more active on these local issues?
I believe in responsibility and accountability. I think you need a balance of the two. But what I see with a No Child Left Behind is going overboard on student testing. And what I like to say is, if we graded politicians the way we graded or trying to grade teachers, it would be no citizen left behind. And the politicians, when I was getting my master's in education, I found that the two things that predict a student's success is the income of their parents and the education level of their parents. Mm-hmm. And why are we grading teachers on basically whether society wins or fails? Mm-hmm. If we graded politicians that way, you would throw them out if there was a high unemployment rate or if salaries dropped. Mm-hmm. And obviously politicians wouldn't like that. So one of the things I will promote is this idea of no citizen left behind. Mm-hmm. And see if politicians like to be graded by the same standards.
So one of the most controversial things that happened in the recent assembly was, in terms of local control, was taking away the school district's ability to go to arbitration and taking away the economic argument. So essentially, the teachers union was very successful at negotiating this. And so if a school district has money problems, they can't use that as an argument for arbitration. And local school boards have been complaining about this. Well, that's a good example, it seems, of the state stepping into a local issue.
But, honestly, as a former teacher myself and union vice president, the thing is, these are small things. Mm-hmm. If the state puts the two-thirds in that they promised mm-hmm. to put in, many of these issues go away.
It wouldn't make a difference, though.
So let's let the state put their money where their mouth is now. So, and that's why I'm running for state legislature.
Okay. Well, how would you prioritize state spending, given the many demands the state has? Where would K-12 sit? You talked about the two-thirds. Obviously, there's healthcare needs. There's a lot at higher education. The UW system has been flatlined for quite a few years.
Right.
Where does it all play?
Well, what we learn today determines what we earn tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I find teaching courses at MATC is that people come there wanting to learn, they're retraining, they need those job skills. So I think, you know, all education is important. K-12, higher ed, and technical education is one of my top priorities. But part of my clean jobs plan is we have to have people who are trained and able to do the high-tech green jobs that are going to be the future of our economy. And that's why I support education over, building new 4-8-lane highways, for instance.
Right. So what about concerned citizens education policy? How can people influence policy? I mean, is it possible, or what's your sense?
You know, as a former PTO president, the thing that I found was get involved. I volunteered in my son's class. I saw the great thing that SAGE is, which we need to protect and expand at our school. As PTO president, we started family fun nights. We raised money for teacher needs, educational needs. We created a school rain garden. We created a bus system for our meetings so that people of low income and had translators there for people of who didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically get involved, because one of the things I want to do is make it so that parents can get family leave to go volunteer at school. Mm-hmm. And that's one way that I think the parents that I saw involved in our PTO, it's hands-on, making every school better. If you make your school better and everybody makes their own school better, all schools would get better.
Mm-hmm. So other than education, what would you say your top priorities are should you be elected?
Well, clean jobs, better schools, cleaner lakes, and cleaner energy. Mm-hmm. And these actually all tie together. My Relight Wisconsin plan would relight every single school building and government building and building in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It's estimated we could cut our energy costs about 50%.
Wow.
We'd rather that money go to teachers and students,
sure,
than to energy companies and oil companies.
Coal plants. So
coal plants, yeah, and ship to Peabody,
right,
coal.
Right.
So according to the Energy Center of Wisconsin, would save about $900 million a year,
wow,
which is a good down payment. It also creates 700 jobs, and it reduces air pollution by 2.6 billion pounds a year. So that's a combination thing of, solving all problems with one solution. And the Public Service Commission, by the way, can take action on that this month or next month. They don't need legislative action.
So. Wow, great. Okay, finally, what else would you like to say to voters for September 14th?
Well, the other thing I wanted to point out real quickly is my Safe Routes to Schools program. I started the Slow Down, Protect Us campaign in 2005 because many of the people in my neighborhood were concerned about their kids getting to Spring Harbor Elementary School. When I got elected to the county board, kids had to literally walk through mud to get to school. Mm-hmm. So I got $50,000 to start the sidewalk process. We're now working to save the underpass there,
right,
so they can get under University,
right,
Avenue and make University Avenue safer. I'm the proven progressive in this. I'm the proven educator. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who has actually worked to make our schools better. And I would appreciate your support on September the 14th.
Great. Thanks for taking the time, Brett.
Thank you.
All right.